want to speak about one of the shailas, maybe it's the last shaila that Purim Shemazan Leibach was nifter. This was the last shaila that he was asked. Purim Shemazan Leibach written a letter. Hashem, I'll give you a copy of the Ksav Yad. He made a couple of very interesting ways. The way he written the letter, he didn't want to sign his name in the bottom of the letter. He didn't want to address the letter to no one. It's like a tshuva without a father and without a mother. Just the words of his shita, we'll try to explain it. And in Eretz Yisrael, most of the Rabbanim followed the psakim of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And the Rabbanim in America didn't like so much the psakim of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And this is a shaila be'etzim that is nageya to everyone almost every Shabbos. And I want to go over the tzdode ha-shaila. What is the right thing to do? What you have to do? So the shaila is... the shaila is... about the pot that is called the crack pot, what people do chant on Shabbos. So most people, they have a crack pot on Shabbos, they put chant Erev Shabbos in the crack pot, and Shabbos afternoon, or Shabbos morning, they try to eat that chant. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach written a very, very sharp letter against it. I remember that day that the letter came out, I came home, and you know, I took the crack pot and I broke it. There will be nobody seeing this in the house. Instead of arguing if you're allowed or not, I just hold it in a mistake. I dropped it. And this was the end of the crack pot. Today I bought a new one. I'll explain to you about why. But now, to understand that study Ashaila, if you're allowed to use such a pot, I'm not allowed to use such a pot. Be'etzim are three groups of people, maybe four groups of people, the way they use this pot. Some people use it regularly. We'll see about that various they pass over Shabbos. Some people think that they help themselves. They put like a silver foil inside. We'll see if it helps Bichlal. Some people, what they do is, they put things inside to raise it. And they put little things inside. Someone told me yesterday that was some people that is, they heard that you have to put some things inside. They took a tuna can and they put it inside. But you know, it was not an empty tuna can, it was a full tuna can. In the middle of Shabbos, the whole thing just blew up. So even if you want to put something inside, you have to know not to put a full tuna can because when it gets warm, of mamash sakonas devotions. And some people don't use it at all in Shabbos. These are the machmiri. I want to go over the tzedodeh ha-shaila. When we start to clear about a crack pot, we have to clear about three tzedodeh shaila behilchos bishul and Shabbos. The first shaila that we have to go do is the halachas of isul that is called isul shehiya. I know you didn't do so much yet. Hopefully tomorrow you'll be doing a little bit more from the isul of shehiya. But b'ktzoro, I will go over the halachas of the isur shehiyah and Shabbos. The isur shehiyah and Shabbos is based on isur bishul, but it's even more from isur bishul. Chazal asur to leave food erev Shabbos on a fire if the food is not fully cooked. Gezeiro shemo and Shabbos yechate begecholim. If he will leave the food on a fire before Shabbos, he will want the food to be ready for Lel Shabbos for the Suda, and the food will not be ready, and he will come to mix the coals and to move them to Bichoyta Begecholim. And as a Gzeira the Rabbanon Isu Shehir, Shemo Yovo Ilachto Is Begecholim. Now that Isu Shehir, most boys came out, the Moshe has a tshuva on it. that it exists even in gas. Even though people will say in our days is gas, what is Shai Shema Yechata Begecholim? The old days was pieces of wood, like, you know, the matzah oven, you bake the matzahs, there is a Shema Yechata Begecholim. I have a gas, just turn the knob, the buttons, change them. But in other bits of Loi Plug, or even without Loi Plug, Lamaisi, you can pick up the gas, you can lower the gas. Could be a Yisrael Shema Yechata Begecholim. Lamaisi, everyone holds. Out of the discussion that on a fire we also have a Yisrael Gzeiro Shema Yechata Begecholim. Now for the Yisrael Shehiyah, so the Yisrael to leave something on a fire before Shabbos. There's a couple of ways that you could skip the Yisrael Shehiyah. If the food is Nisbashel Kol Tzolkoi, so then if everyone you're allowed to leave it on the fire. If it's not Nisbashel Kol Tzolkoi, it's only Kemaychal ben Dursoi, two-thirds, a half, a quarter, and a third, more from a half for sure, it's Maychal ben Dursoi. Lefi Ramo, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire in Shabbos. Klal Yisrael doesn't leave pots on an open fire in Shabbos. Even if the food is fully cooked, no one leaves. If you go to a Yiddish house, everyone has a blech over the fire on a hot plate. You'll not see Yiddish houses with pots on a fire. Even when it's Bashar Kol Tzolkoi Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to. There's different reasons. Rav Shmuel Zalman was Medayik of Biur Aloche, that even when it's Bashar Kol Tzolkoi, you write up Biur Aloche, you're for sure allowed to. And the Michael Bedursoi, also the Ramos says you're allowed to. Oh, but the meaning is not to leave an open fire food. If it's not, even if it's Nisbashar Kol Tzolkoi, even if Biur Aloche, you're for sure allowed to. But Klal Yisrael don't do it. But if it's not Nisbashel Kol Tzolkoi, you're for sure not allowed. Now, there's another heter, Grufa Viktuma, a blech, a hot plate. We put a blech on, so the fire is Grufa Viktuma, is no Gzeir Hashem Yechata Begecholim. Why is no Gzeir Hashem Yechata Begecholim? Because I covered the fire, so what? So I made a heker that I will know that I will not come to Bichoyita Begecholim. Now, that heker is a shaila how that heker has to be done. Only with things that lower the heat, or even like a little paper. Most boys can hold, and this is the chutzim chazanish, that if you put a blech over the fire, it's called a grufa viktuma, and you're allowed to put food on the fire if you have a blech, even if the food is not fully cooked before Shabbos. Is a shaila if the buttons are open, you cover the fire. But in our days, no one plays with the fire. You play with the buttons, with the knobs. So some shit is all that the blech also has to go over the buttons. Because it's not enough that you have a blech, because the Shema Yechata is in the buttons. So you have to cover also the buttons. So again, so we have an Isur to leave food on an open fire in Shabbos, Isur Shehiyah, that you'll be learning, even in a gas. Nisbashel Kol Tzolkoi, Maychal ben Dursoi, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to for sure, but maybe Lamaisa we don't do, maybe. Aber Mikol Mekoyim, if we have a Guf of a Ketumah, you're allowed to. Now, we have a Blech. A Blech is something very interesting. It's not a Guf of a Ketumah. Why? You're right, you don't see the fire. But this is the way this fire comes. It's not a fire that you covered it like a Blech. A Blech is a fire that is covered. I'm sorry, but if you have a hot plate, if you have a hot plate, not a blech. A blech is a fire that is covered. It's gufa viktuma. When you have a hot plate, what is a hot plate? It's coals that are covered. This is the way they come. You can't call them gufa viktuma. You're right. There's no shema yechata, there's no buttons to play with the hot plate to make it lower or higher. But when we said lemaisa is a no loy pluk, if it's not gufa viktuma, and you didn't make a heker chazal aser. So why some people, or say most people, use a blech in Shabbos? So you're right, in Bnei Brak, a hot plate in Shabbos, I'm sorry. So in Bnei Brak, they don't use a hot plate, they put a silver foil on the hot plate to make it gufa viktuma. Any person, a little bit machmir of Bnei Brak, every hot plate is covered with a silver foil, because he needs a gufa viktuma. Zog Moshe Feinstein, Zog Shmuel Zalman, Zog Rabbi Eliashiv. A hot plate, while normally people never cook with a hot plate, When you have to cook food, you don't go to a hot place and you cook it. You cook it on the fire and you put it on the hot plate. Why? A hot plate is not a place that you cook with. So it's no gzeir shema yechate begicholim. It's only a gzeir shema yechate begicholim if it's in a place that you used to lemoshel cooking there. But in a place that you're not used to cooking, it's no gzeir shema yechate begicholim. The moshel someone has a radiator. He wants to put food on before Shabbos, he's allowed to. Maybe if it's a dira of bochim, that every time you cook there, efshanish. But if someone's time is stuck in Shabbos, he doesn't have a hot plate, and he wants to put something on Shabbos, he has a radiator, he's allowed to put the food on the radiator. It's not derech levasha, there's no gzeir Hashem miyachat begicholi. So these are the halachas that everyone knows. This is the base halachas of isur shehiyah. Isur shehiyah on the open fire if the food is not fully cooked. Gzeir Hashem miyachat begicholi. If it's a grufa viktuma, you're allowed to. A hot plate be'etzim is not a grufa viktuma. But because it's not derech levashel boy, you're allowed to. So now we'll go to the first shayla we have. A crackpot. Crackpot is derech levashel boy. Every Yiddish house cooks the chunt in the crackpot. They put it Friday in the morning, it's a derech levashel boy. So we have here a fire, shederech levashel boy. So when you leave a chunt in the crackpot, you be'etzim, you know what you're doing? It's like take off the blech piece in the oven and leave the food on an open fire. This is exactly what you're doing. And if the chunt is not ready, and this is most of the time the people just put it Friday before Shabbos, they put the chunt on the fire on the crackpot. So they're doing over an isur shehiyah. That the Mishnah paskens that if a person was over an isur shehiyah, the food is also matchil b'Shabbos. So a person that uses a crackpot in Shabbos, the first isul that he has to clear is isul shehiyah. Now, not only that, most of the crackpots, 99%, have buttons and knobs. You could change it hot, warm, cold, all different ways. So it's mamish shema yechata begicholim. It has everything. It's mamish. It's mamish a real fire that you could play with the fire. So when we want to use a crackpot in Shabbos, we be'etzim putting food on an open fire in Shabbos. This is the statue of the crackpot, the open fire in Shabbos. And while we're putting it on an open fire in Shabbos, we over an isu shehiyah. And maybe you can't do it. This was the first problem that came up when they started to declare if you could use a crackpot in Shabbos or you cannot use a crackpot in Shabbos. We'll get some to the eights as what to do if is a eight. Again, it's also to eat it. If it's Michael Ben Dosai, so then you'll be allowed to do it. But again, I'm asking you please to take off the blech and leave the soup also on open fire. Kozman, you have a Yiddish blech in the kitchen, Zokim Shunas Alman. Don't tell me Mevushel Michael Ben Dosai, so why you have a blech? But we'll get it, you're right, but we'll get it. This is shayla number one that we have to clear. Shayla number two. Isur hatmon. Is the isur to be matmin b'Shabbos and even b'erev Shabbos b'dovor amoisif ever? Dehayu. B'erev Shabbos you're allowed to be matmin b'dovor she'ein amoisif ever. B'dovor she'moisif ever you're not allowed to make a hatmon. Came the shayla and we'll see b'etzem that this is mainly what was going around the whole vikuach with G'dayli Yisrael. The crackpot really is be'etzem ha'atmona. You have the inside part, it's covered with the outside part, you have ha'atmona. And while you have ha'atmona, is the isur ha'atmona be'erev Shabbos be'dovor ha'moisifel? Is the isur ha'atmona be'dovor ha'moisifel? And isur ha'atmona here is even be'mevushel kol tzorkoi, chazal aser to be matmin be'dovor ha'moisifel. Why? Gzeira shemo yatmin beremetz v'im yatmin beremetz shemo yichate. I will explain. Dovor ha'moisif ever could be all different kind of materials. Chazal asert to matmin bedovor ha'moisif ever, because if you will come to be matmin bedovor ha'moisif ever that adds heat, you will come to be matmin beremetz. Remetz is cold. And if you'll be matmin beremetz, maybe in Shabbos you'll be mechate begicholim. So b'meile, any person that uses a crack pot, he is over isur atman. What you tell me, but it's open on top. So first, we'll go over it in a second. But I remember, just after I got married, I was somewhere for Shabbos. For a young couple, I was somewhere for Shabbos, they had a crack pot. And the wife told the husband 2 minutes before Shabbos, I don't think it's hot enough. He took a blanket and he put it over the crack pot. That person, that chunk was an isur, and I ate from that chunk. Until today I do tshuva in that time that I ate that chunk, because this is mamish atman. He had the sides and he covered with a blanket. And I'm saying because I know a lot of people don't realize that. They take the crack pot and they cover it with a blanket. I'm telling you, a lot. I go around the world, a lot. No, only the top they cover, they don't realize. We'll see, the tzad that some people use crack pots because they claim that the top is not covered. But remember, if you put a blanket over your crack pot, lekul alma yoiner isur atmona bedover amoisivevel, osur lechel bedievet. Osur lechel bedievet. Now, people that don't put, but the Rabbanan Ziyah, because we choishish there, we come to be maker. Loyle Achein, it's more, this alamol, it's not in welcome to speak about this, it's a shir. It's a whole different yachikala b'fnei atzma. Everything what is mutar and mevashal b'shoigeg is osur and shehir v'atmona. Because mevashal is the isur d'iraise. So they were not koines b'shoigeg, they were not scared that people would come to do it. Here they were scared, people, oh, it's not really osur, shemayatmi. I know myself, I will say, oh yeah, I forgot and I will eat it. I know I didn't do aveira, because I know that I didn't choyte b'gicholim. I don't have a chunk, I'll put a blanket. No, I'm right? I know myself. The guests will come in, I didn't realize, and everyone will eat. So Chazal made a knas on Shehir v'chazore, because people will come to say, we know the reason. It's worse than a normal Rabbanon. A normal Rabbanon, they added things for Shabbos. Here, it's not us really. They're scared that people will do aveiras. So they asked this, v'mele, a lot of times, Shehir v'chazore, l'gav v'shoyge yizchomu. The third shaila that we have to discuss is, again, Isur Shehir. We have to go over, if you have an Isur Shehir, by leaving something in a crack pot b'sha'er of Shabbos. Isur Hatmone. And the third Isur, Isur Chazor. There's another Isur Derabonon and Shabbos. What Isur to leave something on a fire erev Shabbos if it's not fully cooked? Another Isur, even if it's fully cooked, Hatmona bedover amoisif hevel, is the Isur de Rabbanon. Hatmona bedover amoisif hevel is the Isur de Rabbanon. Is the third Isur. Isur chazore. All of us know the Isur chazore. If you take the chunt off, you're not allowed to put it back in the fire. Right? If it's oigle biyodo, if you had a das, then it's a halach, is when you're allowed to put it back, when you're not allowed to put it back. I want to be mindful. Is the Isur Chazore b'Shabbos l'kule alme? Dehayim. Even if sometimes you're allowed to make a Chazore, if it's fully cooked, there's no chash that the food is not cooked, so you're allowed to put it back. This is only if the fire is covered. On an open fire, Chazal never let to put back something in Shabbos. For two reasons. Other mechzik and mevashel, someone will see in this kitchen things coming out the pots and Shabbos. So they ask you that that's mechzik and mevashel. Oh, gzei Hashem yechata begicholim. When you put it back, it's not too warm, and you will want it to be cooked quicker. So you'll be choyta begicholim. So the isur chazor lekule alme and an open fire. Even mevushel kol tzorkoi, even mitzamek veraloi. Isur chazor and an open fire. And here now we have a real problem. People that have a crackpot in Shabbos and they pass Shehir v'chazore, like we will explain how they pass it. And they have a teirim for the atmoneh, like we will find them a teirim. Although if you take out the crackpot and you put it back, we explain that the crackpot is open fire. Because you cooked there during the whole week. Right? It's real fire. So a crackpot is a real fire. So if you take the pot and you put it back in Shabbos, yoiver an isur chazor lekule alme. And that, I wanted to tell you, hopefully we'll get it in the shir, is kimat no heter. It's kimat no heter. I have a cousin of mine, a choshev tam mitchofer. But you know, he doesn't hold from the shir crap, but how much I try to explain to him. So when he comes to me for Shabbos with his family, I tell him, you could do what you want. But if you steal chum by Shabbos by night, I will not eat tomorrow morning. Because you did a chazorah. You did a chazorah. If you take out the crackpot and you put it back in, we'll find ways, maybe that you're allowed to leave the crackpot out. Maybe we'll find ways how you could leave the crackpot out on Shabbos to skip the problem of Shehiyah, to skip the problem of Atmoneh. We'll try to give Eitzes what the Gdolei Eretz Yisrael, what Reb Moshe said, what Rav Ozna said, but to put it back is an Yisur Chazoleh. So what some people will say, okay, you know what? I heard the shir from now on. Shehiyah, they told me is a Teirim here. Atmoneh, they told me is a Teirim. Chazoleh, they told me is not a Teirim. You know what? So when I take Chodlo Shabbos, I will not take off the pot. I will just open the lid, take out some food, and take out. Zogdi Mishnebure Yisur Deiraisa Ev Megis. Isur deiraisa ev megis. Mishne Brura holds is the Isur megis is storing. No one knows. The Chazanish, the Mishne Brura himself says he doesn't understand. It doesn't make sense. Oh, but this is what Eliyahu Rabbe said, that even a food that is mevushel kol tzorkoi, you're not allowed to stir it on top of the fire. It's called megis. As another meloche, I will not go into it because be'etzem chutz, it's a shir b'fnei atzmo that is called megis. But the Mishneh Brura Shita is that when it's on the fire, not only to stir it, it's also even to take a ladle and to take out food, it's called Megis because you're moving the food inside the fire. Even the Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi. The Mishneh Brura says, Ve'lo yevanti Mevushal Kol Tzorkoi en Bishul Achal Bishul, how it could be also. Ve'tzorich Iyum, aval ein lo lulozuz midibrek doyshe elyoin, she'omu shukshash deyraisi. Very good. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman Oirbach, not only to take out the ladle, could be when you take off the cover and you put it back, now that you put back the cover, it could cook better. So even if it's Mevushel Kol Tzorkoi, it could be also called Negis. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, so it's a problem. When you want to steal chunt, so normally you don't take chunt meant to steal, to take chunt in the middle of the night, yeah? So normally you have to pick it up, because if you don't pick it up, you're either on Megis, and if you cover it, you could be either on Mevashel or Megis, because you're making it to cook much better. But in the crackpot you have a problem. If you don't take it off, you Megis. If you take it off, is it Isur Chazor? If you hold on, is it Isur Chazor? Because I said, what we know that when you hold on, you're allowed to put back. In your house, right? You take off and you put back. Your fire is covered or not with a blef? Yeah, no one has an open fire, right? Oh, but this is what I tried to explain. A crack pot is not called a blef. Because normally places, this pot is made for cooking, right? It's a slow cooker, they call it in the real language. It's a pot that cooks slow. This is called a fire. The most, you know, in the new kitchens, they have, I don't know how they call it, you know, that glass that cooks. So this is fire, right? I'm not going now, microwave, not microwave, but this is called an open fire. This is the new fire. A crackpot is fire. It's not called goof of ikuma. This is the reason we said it's a shayla of shahir, it's a shayla of atmanet. But even if we'll manage to explain why is no shahir, why is no atmanet, of the kule alma, is an Isur Chazoreh. Was Kedai to come to here just to know that? Even if you hold it. You light it when you light it. No. If you put silver foil, very good. If you put silver foil, we have to see how thick is the silver foil. So then, some place can hold it, you're allowed to put it back. We'll see the Shmir Shabbos Kim Chosra holds, you're not allowed to. But this is ready to be, it's done. You're right. Right? If it's covered, right? If it's covered in the right way, so most place can hold, you're allowed to put it back in. You're right. So this Shaila Be'etzem came to Reb Shlomo Zalman Oirbach, Besoif Yomo. Besayf Yomo. And this was the last 2 days before he was Nifter, before he went in the hospital. He written down this letter, and he written down that you're not allowed to use the crackpot. Even with silver foil, you can't use the crackpot. Only if you make yourself like a Pesach, you know, metal little pot, and you put that inside the crackpot, and inside of that you put the crackpot. And I'll explain why in a second. This is Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, written 5 days before he was Nifter. 2 days after he went into the hospital, the Shmuel Shabbosky Ilchosa called me. I was the neighbor of the person that was busy with the Shaila. And he said, Shmuel Zalman asked me to learn the Sugi Deil. He wants to be Chosa from the letter to be Matir. We sat and we wrote the letter together. I have that letter here also. And we had an appointment, 12:30 in the hospital, Friday, to meet Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. We got to the hospital 12:15. 12 o'clock, he lost consciousness, and he never woke up after 2 days he was there. So here the Shaila is holding that Rav Shmuel Zalman wanted to change his mind, and he didn't manage to change his mind. So he left it at its osur. So I want to go a little bit over the Tzdodei Shaila. I did for a favor, you'll see that, I'll explain it, this is the copy of the Ksav Yad of Shmuel Zalman. I'll give it around, and then we'll learn it after together, we'll understand. He didn't want to sign his name because he was planning to change his mind. He said, I never signed my name on it. No one can say it's me. No one can say it's me. Who gets his handwriting? But no, he said, all of my children I signed. He's the only one he didn't sign. Yeah. He said, I know everyone in America uses it. I know everyone in America uses it. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see that's not. We'll have to see that's not. So I want to go over the Tzdodei HaShaila a little bit. And we'll start to say the Advar. We'll start with the main Shaila. The main Shaila started was a young man that learned in the Mir, that was living in Shaarei Chesed, an American boy, forgot his name. And he had a crackpot, and he went between Mr. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman if he's allowed to use it on Shabbos. And Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, Shehi! So he told him, but Mivushal Kutzolkoi! So Shmuel Zalman told him, and in your house you leave open fire? And in your house you leave open fire? You're right, it's mutter. You buy a blech. Buy a blech for the crackpot. He told him, I'll put silver for you. He says, silver for you in a crackpot is nothing. You know, the Chazanish says a blech is nothing. In Bnei Brak, they don't put back in a blech. Because the Chazanish said, the blech doesn't, it's not called Gufa Viktuma. She's not telling him, silver foil, go for Viktuma, please. Please. I saw that medal that guy did on Pirim Shem Azam and Oyel. What? He made a medal, but you know, it was a store near Nechama that made medals. All that learned in the mirror. Remember that store here that made it? Now I don't know if it exists anymore, but when I was Moshe left Dalton, where then was Mur Kalin Stolin, Pins Kalin, up near Nechama, was like a little metal store. They made insult, all different Zachen. That place he ordered it. In that place he ordered it. I was with him, he ordered the piece. Shmuel Zalman loved it. He didn't believe that the guy managed to do it. He told him, Azei feel for a chot. He told the guy would not do it. The guy came to hold the sheep. Shmuel Zalman loved it. He was holding it and touching it. Yeah. So, at the halacha it's mutter. So again, so if we want to handle at shehiyah, we say like this: ein echinami. Shmuel Zalman wants to be machmir. Of a value, you'll learn tomorrow the sugis of shehiyah that meikar halacha if it's mevushal kol tzolko, it's okay. Meikar adin, it's okay. If it's malchah ben dursoi, it's okay. So before if silver foil helps or not, just to stand, people that want to use a crackpot. Forget about the silver foil if it helps or not. Remember one of the two. Order to tell your wife or yourself, the one that puts it on, to do it Friday morning, that at least a beer already turned bishul, because he had meat inside, yeah, and it's slow and a crack, but it could take hours. That'll be a turned bishul before Shabbos. Or when you learn the sugya shehiyah, hopefully, is a heter of gdei echayse. If you put something raw, a meat, a second before Shabbos, so valid anyway can't be ready till tomorrow, people are Masiach das. So this is stop. A person wants to use a crack pot before going in, silver foil is enough or not enough, to try to do it before Shabbos, early in the morning, or mamish in the last minute. About 3 minutes, 3 hours before Shabbos, if not, the silver foil will take care of it. So you say, hey, ma'achal b'dusoy is mutar, but not every time you have ma'achal b'dusoy. But al shehi alei, so either we do it earlier, or some people say, no, if you put a lot of silver foil, the Shmir Shabbos told me if you put like a paste of silver foil inside, Shemazama would also matter. It doesn't have to be that mamish like a blech. Something that breaks the heat, could be its mutar. More from that, the best eitza is, if you're already using silver foil, to take the silver foil and to cover the buttons. Some shittas hold, while the place that we play with the fire is the buttons, when you make a heker near the buttons, it makes it like a goof of a ktumah. It's a sugya of tuach betit. You black the place where people normally will go to bichoyte begicholim. So the mele you made a heker, chazal will matir b'chaygav. So, al shehiya again. If it's mevushul kotzol, koi Michael ben Dursoy, the Shmir Shabbos says, it's a chumre from Rav Shmuel Zalman, a ganz klal Yisrael, a chumre. Mechateset of Mimachmir, silver foil also can a little bit help, especially if you pour the silver foil out. And as they say, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, with a silver foil is not a problem. This is what they say, B'Shem Moshe Feinstein, silver foil with covering the buttons, this is what Rav David Feinstein said, that Rav Moshe said that it's okay. Rav Moshe said that it's okay. But again, they have the silver foil going down over the buttons. So we'll leave that shit here for a second. I'm explaining. For shehiyah, silver foil is okay because be'etzem, if it's mevushal kotzol koi ma'achal ben dursoy, me'ikar adin, you could leave it. No, for the Yiddish house. For the Yiddish house, I'm using a silver foil. For the Yiddish house, I'm leaving a silver foil. It's also another bir halacha, that's something that is oymed lekula alba for the day, not for the night. Maybe they were not geyser. So for the shehiyah, it's the easiest part to be meikar. Even we'll see the letter inside of Shmuel Zalman, he says clear that he's talking about Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi. Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi, and he was machmir for it. But I'm saying, if it's Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi, even if not, it's so much a tehillim that with the silver foil, with covering the buttons, for Shehiyah, I'm using it, not for Chazor.
He's machmir
for it, it's not what I'm saying, but right. Right. Mistamik Benalo, he will not be master. Well, very good, very good. But now came the Shaila of Atman. And the real Shaila that was going around in Gansel Tzisrael was Hatman. I want to explain to you. We know Hatman means to cover from all of the sides. Hatman b'miktsas, the Mechaber Asers, the Ramo is Matir. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Ramo, the Chazanish paskins like the Mechaber. So lefi the Chazanish, a crack pot is atmona b'miktsas, and for sure it's awesome. But everyone yelled at Rav Shmuel Zalman, and the Shmir Shabbos himself, he was insulted personally, because in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos, is recounted 25 times, that he brings down different cases of atmona, and he says, if it's not covered completely, you'll look in Perik Aleph, and say, or Reishchof Beis, and the new ones, the old one, Kutzadik Tes, Omar Yib Shemazam in Oyerbach, if you need to warm things in Shabbos, or before Shabbos, if you put them not covered till the top, there's no Yisur of Atmanah B'miktsas. We passing like the Ramah, Atmanah B'miktsas is Mutar. So here's two Shailas. The Primogodim has a Shaila, what is Atmanah B'miktsas that is Mutar? Some of the sides has to be open, or it's enough that the top is open? The Primogodim has a tzad, that it's not enough that the top is open. You have to have also some of the sides open. And in the old crackpots, a lot of them was mamish till the side. The ledge just went over the sides. But the heads and the whole pot was covered till the top. So the Philip Primigodim is a tzatas. But more from that. They brought down a steer in the Chayodom, the Shoyel, a steer in the Chayodom, a steer in the Mordechai, Rabbi Nutan b'Sefer HaYosho, that it says that if it's ad chetzi, it's not a atmone b'mkuloi. It's a atmone b'miktsas. It's mashma in the Chayodom that if it's more from chetzi, it's also. And this be'etzem, they brought down, it's in the Ochi Shabbos and Chilik Aleph in the back, there's a list of 5-6 rayas that even if it's not till the top, if it's mechusa beruboy, it's also. Le'umas then, we could go over maybe 5 or 6 rayas from Rishonim, that even if it's mechusa beruboy, it's mutar. So Rabbi Shmuel Zalman came out be'etzem, that while it's mechusa beruboy, it's also. And everyone was sending letters to Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, all the American rabbonim, the Gdolei America, tainet, how this isur could be also? Atmana b'miktsas is muter, atmana b'kulay is also. But the godim was mesupik on the cover. But if it's not till the, but in crackpot is a little bit sticking out anyways, it's not atmana b'kulay, it's atmana b'ruboy. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman himself 20 times or 25 times, Rabbi Shmuel Shabbos says that it's muter, how now he changed his mind? And this was be'etzem the big tumult. I'm saying it's kedai if you have time to see on the Shabbos, Chilek Aleph in the back, a whole archovi gdoilo, evrayas, lekan velekan. We asked Rabbi Shmuel Zalman this kasha. And when we read the letter inside, you will see he says it. He says, you think I changed my mind? He told Avmeir, don't change your sefer. Avmeir was crying. How it could be? I was machshir klal Yisrael. The Rebbe told me that it's mutter. I written down b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Zalman that it's mutter. This, the Dovi finds, he said, my father told me 100 times, we're passing like the Ramah, Atmona b'miktsas is muta. Well, straight from the copy, Mr. Hanayi Psak, that Atmona b'miktsas is also. So Dovi was yelling. He came from Shmuel Zalman, a new Psak that Atmona b'miktsas. Shmuel Zalman said, it's one chiluk. And answers a lot of stiras. Say, now an arm is good, so we can't go in. Dovo Ramoisif Hevel is, Lemoshul, we have a hot plate, and you have towels around it. It's called Atmona b'dovo Ramoisif Hevel. Even though not every part of it is Moisif Hevel, but altogether it's Moisif Hevel. Or even more from that. Here is the Gecholim Atzmo. He said, the Pshat is as it. Gzeira Shemoyapnim Beremetz. What is Atmone? Atmone Beruboy is Atmone. Just when it's not Remetz, they said, if it's not covered completely, then we don't say Gzeira Shemoyapnim Beremetz. Although when it's Remetz Alei, Remetz Alei, even if it's Roiv, it's also. You'll ask how he makes up such Zachen. It's Mucha from Stiris and Chayodom. Chayodom in one place says that it's Mutter till the half, and in one place it says if it's not covered on the top, it's Mutter. And the answer is, there he speaks about blankets, here he speaks about Remetz. Rabbi Nutan in Sefer HaYosho says, if it's Gecholim, you're allowed to Tevach Ad Chetzi, Oy Ad Ruboy. But not more from that. Manushach. If you hold that money be mixas, even a little bit. Why it's like that really? Because when you see the poskim explain why when it's covered on when it's open on top, it's not called that money. Because we see that the person didn't want it really to cook. The oraya, he left it open. He doesn't want it to get too hot. He wants it to have air. He's not so makpid on the fire. But when he uses the coal, he's using the fire. This be'etzem of Rabbi Shmuel Zalman and Rabbi Fol. B'meile, the people that follow Rabbi Shmuel Zalman don't have a heter. The silver foil doesn't help at all. Now here I want to explain. Yeah, I'll explain. Be'etzem, any crackpot, everyone that knows a little bit of the world knows that it's not mamish touching the metal. If we're touching the metal, there'll be no way to take it out. It'll be scratching the whole time. They make it that it slantly goes a little bit in. So some people came to Rabbi Shmuel Zalman and said, so it's not even Atmana. It's ear in between. And when it's ear in between, it's not called Atmana. I'll give you a proof. How you put tats in the oven in Shabbos. Fragging the Rishonim, why it's not called Atmana? So the Rishonim, because it's ear around it. And it's ain't derech le'atmin bekach. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman said that little ear is gonged. This is the way it goes in. And he said the people that put a little silver foil, they mamish make the tumah with the Moisif Hevel. They kill that little space.
So that B'meir, he said, if you use that big thing, so Rav Meir asked him, no, and that metal doesn't get hot? He said, yeah, but this is Nishkin Gecholim. I spoke about Gecholim. This is the reason. Everyone asked, what helps to put that little box that this guy did here? But it's also hot. Metal carries heat. But the Teretz says, but it's not Gecholim Alei? No, but silver foil, I'm saying again, silver foil just kills the ear. It's the hat from the pack.
So the silver foil should...
No, the silver foil is not... There's no heker on that one.
It's coming out.
Came Rebbe Yashiv, Zogt Rebbe Yashiv, I have a poshta eitz with the greatness of Rebbe Yashiv. Put a tuna can inside, empty one, yeah? More what we do is you take the candles, you know, the little metal candles. What I do, I take bowls of silver foil and you put it inside. What happens? Look what he gave. The bottom is not touching. No atmon elemato. No atmon elemato. Oh no, no, again, I'm saying again. The little bit that it doesn't touch, Shemazama says this is the system. Again, but he says if it's made for that, I'll tell you, it's not so much because when I put these metal bowls, already it lifts it up a lot. I put in my house metal balls this size. And the crack pad sticks out 4 centimeters. So mukhah, then when it goes in, it's almost inside. I have big ones. We'll go into the details. But listen to the guys. Zagab Shemazal Yashiv. The crackpot is made slanty like this, right? When you lift it up, all over the sides, it's far away from the sides, much more from the original plan, right? So it's not one, not the top, not the bottom, not the sides. So he says, you gave me 3 things. First is here in the bottom, and the top, and the sides. Second of all, already it's not kuloi, because it's raised out. So b'meile, you broke the problem of atmana. So he said, no, again, it's not atmana bichlal. It's not atmana. If it's not near the pad in the bottom, not near the top in the bottom, in the sides, in the middle that it goes like this, so when you move like this, you see, normally the pad is like this. We had then people, you know, making pictures of an open crack and how it looks. It's barely like this. But when you lift it, the space in any place, it pushes it, because the crack goes a little bit slanty in. The pad goes a little slanty in. When it's a little bit higher, all of the slanty is much more. And again, in the middle that it's much more, and it's not blocked, and the ear is open from all of the sides, so when the ear is open from all of the sides, and it's made like that, so the mele has no problem with the chal, because there's no atmanet. Now the mele. So to take care of atmana, you have to put these little pieces inside. Again, some people in America say, atmana doesn't bother us. We don't hold them to schirish of Shem Zalman. Remetz alein, lo manianoti. Oh, but if you want to be choishish to the Shem Zalman, and Rabbi Yashit agree with him, you see, Rav Ozna didn't agree. Rav Ozna said, lo yishomanu. Rav David Feinsch said, lo yishomanu. Oh, but Shem Zalman, Rabbi Yashit, you have to be choishish to it. And this is the letter from Rav Shmuel Zalman. This was the last tzavoy of Rav Shmuel Zalman. May Rav Shmuel Zalman said, now this is the psak, b'meile, zot Rabbi Yashiv, the eight says to raise it up. Now we go back to Chazal. So be'etzem, again, if it's not covered with a silver foil, is it isu to do Chazal? No heter to do Chazal. If it's covered with a silver foil, and again, if you're smart, put the silver foil first, and then put, not the opposite. Because if you do the opposite, the silver foil blocks the whole space. You put the silver foil inside, and then you put the balls. Some want to say that the Chai Gavne, the silver foil will help. And I want to explain. When Rav Shmuel Zalman didn't like silver foil, he's right. When a crack pot is smooshed together, and you stick in a piece of silver foil, don't tell me Grover Victor. It's bottle to the dish. But when the dish is lifted up and the silver foil is really laying it all over, then it's taken like a heckel.
Then it's stuck in something else, and it's stuck in not so hot. When the silver foil is squeezed in between the crack pot, you check it, take a crack and put a silver foil in, later it's mamish, it's like chadu. It's mamish one with the oven together. But if you put the silver foil, and then you put the bowls, and the pot is not sitting in it, and you put a double layer of silver foil, then is a lot on what to be saimech to do a chazor. Again, better not to do a chazor. But Rabbi Yashiv said that if you do b'chai gavne, yesh al malismoich to do a chazor. This is bad. Now, Shlomo Zalman told me a couple times that these eitzes help for people grufa v'ktuma, remember this cloud, because a lot of people have this mistake. I'm saying again, I'm skipping the lomdas, just the halacha. If you put the silver foil, I know your wives will not like it, you have to put it Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. It doesn't help to put a silver foil inside before you start to cook the chum. Why? Shlomo Zalman said, on every fire, he says, L'moshel, a person puts on a blech, and he plays with the fire, and Erev, it's a high flame, and before Shabbos, he lowers the flame. Shlomo Zalman says, his blech is not gufa v'ktuma. Why? It's no heker. He was cooking 5 minutes ago on a high flame, and now he's lowering the flame. Again, if you decide to have a hot flame and to put a blech, it's okay. But if you play with the fire after the blech, it's not heker. The horaye, you chayt the big cholim noch the blech. So we made it two things. When Erev Shabbos it cooks. So I want to explain. If Erev Shabbos you want to put the chant and then to go to the city and come back and everything is no problem. I'm saying for my own house. I know after all the heter, so we had to buy a new one. Yeah. So in the beginning they put it on high and before Shabbos they put it on low. So that switch we do. It's on high. Before Shabbos you take out the chant, you put in the silver foil, and you make it on low. You put in the silver foil and then you put in the pot. But if you put the silver foil in when it's on high, it's no heker. But this is very hard because you can get burned when you put it in. So technically it's a problem to do it, but emalasot. If you want to use the heter in putting silver foil inside, you have to remember, you take out the pot, you put it on low, you put in the silver foil, and then you put the pot inside. Then you put the balls, then you do the whole thing. But if you do all of that on high, and then you go to low, so komish gitan.
Bidiyuk.
And on that every week I have a shambayis. So I end up to Shabbos, I take it and I throw it away. So there's no shayla.
What about if you just put a new silver foil on the knob?
No, if we hold it, the knob is not enough. We are choishes to have a heker. And I want to explain. Someone will say, but it's a chumrah b'shnei mezalman. The heter of the silver foil here is a shvacha heter. Because it's only a silver foil. We can do tzirufim, okay, but some people hold silver foil as good, and I cooked after that. If we want to use the silver foil, we have to at least use them in the way, I'll explain it a little bit more below this. If the silver foil mamish kills the fire, so the chumrah of Shlomo Zalman to play with the knobs after the blech is a chumrah. But when the silver foil doesn't kill the fire, his whole krach is a heker. Then for sure Shlomo Zalman is right, that if you change the buttons later, you can't call him a heter. Zin basal time. There's two ways how to look at the silver foil. It breaks the heat or it's a heker. So Shlomo Zalman was choishes that you need a heker. So he says even a blech that breaks the heat, but if you play with the buttons, where's the heker? So not everyone agrees with Shlomo Zalman. You take a silver foil, it doesn't change the heat, but it's a heker. So Shlomo Zalman, where's your heker? You're playing with the buttons. You can't, the problem with Shabbos, you can't catch both sides. You say this one Shlomo Zalman I don't keep, and I hold silver foil as good. Reb Moshe didn't speak about changing the buttons. We don't have a Reb Moshe on changing the buttons. So Reb David didn't speak about changing the buttons. And I don't know if he knows what his father, I don't know if he says Hashem his father on changing the buttons. I don't know if Reb Moshe knew that there's three buttons, and I don't know if the old crackpot had two options. He answered that Reb Moshe was not Choshe Shtatmon. Reb Moshe was not, Reb Moshe, could be, Reb Moshe was Mevusha Kotzol Goy,
He was not conscious to the Nuchum of Bishlim Zalman. He was not Tzoymech and Silver Foil out of Gufa Viktuma. And Moshe said, Moshe said it's not a problem if it's covered with Silver Foil, it's okay, finish. Also, my friend told me, Rabbi Leib Gurwitz, Rabbi Leib Lopian, also said with a Silver Foil. So they put a Silver Foil without raising it up. Only when I come for Yom Tov, so it's a different chant. Because you can't, this is the Shaila. Again, I'm saying, now, but Zelbez al Ligabi Chazore. The Zelbez al Ligabi Chazore. Now, this is what I explain. Ligabi Chazore is more humble. Because in Erev Shabbos, every time we have the Kule, that we're saying, well, maybe Mevushal Katzolka is enough. Other to put back the crackpot in Shabbos, who said that it's enough? An emotional, we raised it up. So we say it's not Atmanet. So we took care of Atmanet. Mevushal Katzolka, we took care. If Shehir, but Chazore, so I'm saying, Chazore is much more humble. More from that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos HaTainus, hopefully maybe you'll manage to touch it tomorrow, that the Halacha is in Hilchis Chazore, you're allowed to put Chazore al Gabe Akiro. You're not allowed to do Chazore Letoich Akiro. Now, we don't know what is Letoich Akiro. But a lot of people time it to inside the crackpot could be it's Toich HaKiro. And could be it's called Toich HaKiro, that is no heter of Chazoro, even the Gufa Viktuma. If you see the old Mishnah Berurah, I mean, Til Dirshu, in the back, and Simon Reish and Gimel, is a picture, then they know they don't have it. They have a Kupach. Mishnah Berurah state, Kupach, Gam be Gufa Viktuma, Osu Lassis Chazoro. You have a Mishnah Berurah? You have a Mishnah Berurah? No more Mishnah Berurah here? So we have a normal Mishnah Berurah here, Chalik Gimel. Open the back. You have pictures in the back? In the Mishnah Berurah. You want to see a picture of a crackpot? It's unbelievable. It's Mishnah Mal. Mishnah Berurah says, Kupach, you're not allowed to do a Chazore. Here they made us a picture of a Kupach for someone who doesn't know what is a Kupach. If you recognize the crackpot. See the crackpot? In this case, state of Mishnah Berurah never to do Chazore. If the picture is right, so the Mishnah Berurah spoke in a part that is similar to a crackpot, and he said that Chazore is also. Mishnah Berurah explains because it's very hot, so there were really Goyzer Shemo Yechate, and Chazore, and it's Mamish Nirikim Evasho. So this is the picture that they had in the old Mishnah Berurah. That little hole here is only to show you what is inside. But Be'etzim, it's Mamish like a picture of a crackpot. So Zot Mishnah Shabbos Kilchot, what? Fire. This is also fire. No, this hole is not holes not for fire. Just if not you enough, know there's a pot inside. It just let you show you the pot.
Even if it's raised up.
Even if it's raised up. He says, to do chazor, you're not allowed. To do chazor, you're not allowed. So again, yeah, because the Mishnah, I'm saying, we have to learn the sukkah is kupach really after a time, why kupach is more chomel. Even the grufa of ektuma, kupach is also. So the matter this one, so I'm saying again, these are the tzadim, because it's late, I will read with you the tshuva inside, that later you can follow it. Loi hoi reisi beze shum heter. They came over to him, Tainus, that he led that gang, the machmirim in Eretz Yisrael, when they came with the chumah, the rabbi of Shul Zalman, they wanted to answer it. So we came and we said, here's an American guy learning in the mirror, lives in Shari Chesed, Shul Zalman told him that it's mutter. We didn't know in the beginning that he told him with the fact. He said, Shem Zaman told him I'm allowed to use a crack. So Shem Zaman answered, Lo yoreisi beze shum heter. Adarabo, daiti maskemes ledvorov, shekevon shakdeiro imatav shil mechuso, umutmenes kula, and he added, oi rubo, betoich mach shil chimum chashmali, electric machine, ein, מיות האוויר שביניהם נחשב כאינו מוטמנס, a little ear, כיוון שכך הוא הדרך לבשר שם בימוי סחוי. גם בימוי סחוי. ולדייתי הרי זה חושי ממש עטמונו בדובר המוי סיפבר. ואין להוקל אפילו במבושר תוצוקו. אך לאחר שרואיסי בסקדירוס, ונשאלתי על כך, אמרתי שאוסור גם בשהייה ולהחזיר. רק הצוסי לא ילעס יש בגדי רבשוטו של פח ובכל הרב שבס יפסיקו בין הגדי רזתיו של והמחשיר וטוב שיתהיה גם בוילטס וניכרס שהיא מפסקס ביניהם וגם ממעטס קצת לסחוי מחשמול ואיש היא ככתומה ובאויבל שבכזה עם התו של מבוש של כל צורקו היא אם אתם היא וואת עם מבוש של כל צורקו אף שמצטבר ויופ אלוי כיוון שהיא ממש חיצצס ומפסקס מסביב לכל הגדרס התו של אפשר להורק ולעס לסכן ולילך שיש לאיסור התמונה אז כלום הדיבורים that he was very sharp and even then he was only matter במבוש של כל צורקו even then because he told us because his choishesh maybe he's wrong in atmone and his shit is mevusha kotzorko is not yisur atmone so he wanted to be mitzarefe but so this was mamish 2 days before 5 days before his mitzvah 2 days before he lost and so in the beginning no one wanted to be matir slowly saying with Rebbe Yashiv these are the Eterim that came over about it's a great Zinian but this is the Tamtzis again very good the flat ones are not a problem at all just again it's Shehir Shehir v'chazore but there you put a double or triple silver foil it's very easy take that one piece 1, 2, 3, 4
one heavy duty
or a couple it's like a plata but what is the difference of a plata plata normally you, first you know the buttons here you have buttons second of all a plata you never cook in it this is a slow it's a slow cooker exactly
if people so the best people don't use crock pot during the week does that make it different
I'm asking the crock pots were made for the Jewish people I'm asking the crock pots were made for Jewish people so for who it was made for the guy for the guy that cook at Shabbos for who it was made for who the hatnas or the crock pot was made you know for the, I thought for the doctors that put the food in the morning and by night when they come home they have the food
why do you need them to pay for it to make it
No, that's derech bishul. Doesn't mean you. But don't
the
check.
The challenge is made. Then. The challenge is made.
Yeah. No, he thinks that normally you don't cook.
No, if you're right. If you want to make you cook, you would have to cook the challenge.
No, he said, cooks in that, no one cooks in that. They didn't do it for you. But he's saying cooks in that, he's right. But even if only chunk, but it's derech levash of the chunk. It's made to cook the chunk. So I'm saying, with a slow cooker, people don't know that, you're right. For Shehir, you have to have David, again, you have to have a cover for Shehir, for sure for Chazore but if you want to be Yitzet, one piece of silver foil is not enough either get the heavy duty like the Pesach ones or if you don't have, you just do a couple of layers and you put it on that and also to try to cover the knots to be Yitzet all the Shehir
when is Chazore, you cover up you don't change pops
Again, if it's covered with silver foil, you're allowed to. Again, you have to have a heavy duty. Shehir don't have it. Chazor, if it's Guru Viktuma. Shehir, we have Guru Viktuma. Again, and Chazor is on a slow cooker. So again, if it's not covered, you're not allowed to do Chazor. It's mamish like a fire. If it's covered, but again, not with one little piece of silver, not a crack pot, and a crack pot, if it's covered with silver foil, and you have the bowl, yesh al malis mechlas es chazora, because even if it's double, if it's double covered, for sure yesh al malis mech, because b'chai gavna, we say that it's a heker, because it's raised up, and it's covered, and everyone sees that this silver foil is covering it, it's a hole, it's not like a little piece that is laying there. No, that is like a groove of Iktum. The heker makes a groove of Iktum. So one little piece of silver foil stuck to something doesn't make a heker. But when it's a double...
So let's say it's on warm, not low. Like it's warm, low.
Doesn't make a difference.
Warm is just not...
Right, but again, if it's... I'm saying again. A chazore and a crack mat is a problem. Yes, lanakilim, yes, I'm at least for it. If it's raised up and it has silver foil all over, I'll explain, because when you have a lot of silver foil all over, you have to put tons, yeah? Because you put it in it's double covered, you know, you can't put one piece, it goes over, it laps over. So if Luyatsuri is splashed in, it might become flat. But if not, the Mitzias is that it has, but any Khanami, if you really plan to do a Chazore, just do double.
But any Kuni is better than double, right?
Right, but for Chazore not. For Shehiyah, and for Atmana, anti-tuna can, this is the best thing.
about also to put a silver foil, even for Shahir and Atmana. For Chazalah, I'm saying without silver foil, you're not allowed to do Shahir with Chazalah.
What? With the
Shahir and Kesha. What? I'll be scared. Now, I want to tell you, some people say, I didn't go into it, some people put like a real big tuna can inside. And then for the Chazorah, they want to mitzvah for the Chazorah al Gabi Kelim, but it's a very shvach. I don't want to go into it. What? Right? All these things. But I'm saying, Chazorah is not allowed to, it's not the right thing. Ein limcho is beyond eile that do it if they have a silver foil. And praise the
Lord.
You have five pieces, and you have. So then, then could be as a problem at that moment.
Why? It's like that guy that made the metal thing, so you have five pieces of silver foil.
I don't know the materials.
Why don't you buy that?
You're right. I'm saying, I don't know why I don't buy it, I don't know where to get it. I don't know where to get it.
It's Amazon.
They have big ones or only small ones?
They're huge.
I thought it's only. I saw the not to do Chazorah. Even the blech, we say that it's okay, and we call the blech Gufa Viktuma, and we let us to use the crack by the night of Shabbos, because we're saying it's called the Gufa Viktuma. So why, when we come to Chazorah, we don't say it's called the Gufa Viktuma? So I'm answering like this. That Be'etzim, to be Seimech in it for a Gufa Viktuma is a problem. Because it's Be'etzim like a silver foil that is not enough really to make a hand. But because Betzil, that it's ready before Shabbos, and that it's made for tomorrow, so we Seimech and Shehiyah to leave it in Erev Shabbos. But Sheinken, to do a Chazorah in Shabbos, dear doesn't help Mebushal Kotzolkoi, dear doesn't help Michael Ben Dosoi, so we lose Heter number one. Heter number two we lose, that in Kubach, we have an Issu to do a Chazorah in Shabbos also. So you have two reasons, an Issu to do a Chazorah in Shabbos. So the Mele, people that want to do a Chazorah, the Eitzah is to do double silver foil, and then they could do a Chazorah and Shabbos. Chutz on the Chumah for the Shmir and Shabbos, not to do, but then they have a word to be Seimech to do a Chazorah and Erev Shabbos. So again, if you want to be Sakim La'alochim, a crackpot without silver foil is also to leave it in Erev Shabbos, and for sure is also to put it back. Aleph, Beis, if it's Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi, it's the wrong thing to leave it Erev Shabbos, for sure it's also to put it back. Is that what I'm saying? If it's not Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi, also to put it Erev Shabbos, also to put it back. Aloha Aleph. Aloha Beis. If you have one. Yeah. But if it's not Mevushal, Michael Ben Dursoi, Erev Shabbos, also to put it Erev Shabbos, also to put it Shabbos. Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi. On Michael Ben Dursoi, it's not the right thing to put it in, but it's also to put it back. If it's covered with a silver foil, it's not so right to put it there of Shabbos, and it's not so right to put it back. Why? Because silver foil is shvach, and isur atman, and firim shem azal. If you have silver foil, and it's raised up, then you haven't got to be saying like a tchile to put it Erev Shabbos. The guy be putting it back, better not. But you're allowed. If it's double silver foil, like a tchile Erev Shabbos, with raising up, like a tchile Erev Shabbos, like a tchile Chazorah.
Does raising up help for the kufach problem? Also, when we say it's
oyster kufach. This is what I tied it to him. This is what I hope.
What do you do with it? Because it's not exactly video.
It's not coupon.
Then it's not coupon anymore, video. So the and the flat ones, come on, make the sigma and the flat ones. And the flat ones, if it's not covered, if it's not covered and it's not mevushel kol tzolkoy or ma'achol ben dersoi, also to leave Erev Shabbos, also to put back. Again, and the flat ones, if it's not mevushel kol tzolkoy or ma'achol ben dersoi, also to put it Erev Shabbos, also to put it back. If it's mevushel kol tzolkoy, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to put it Erev Shabbos. Lekatchila is the idiot to have a hacker. Lekatchila is the idiot to have a hacker. But also to put it back. If you have a thick, a shvach silver foil, again.
And is that enough for a hacker?
So, yes, al malismoy. Oh, but it's not the best thing. And the same thing we got in Chazor. Yes, but it's not the best thing. The best thing to do is to have a thick silver foil or a double, triple silver foil. Then you're allowed to lekatchile, leave it at Shabbos and the slow cooker, and you're allowed to lekatchile, put it back. Now, for sure, like I'm sure you heard the shiur before, when we're speaking about putting it back, has to be that it's mevushel and it's not raw things inside. If it's raw things inside, it could be a yisufishul. This is already ma'achol ben dersoi, you're not allowed to put back. Close mind. This really was the shiur today in the afternoon. You have to know, the mevushel in the meat, I'm saying in the meat, and a lot of times the chunk by night and the meat is not ready. And to put it back, it's a yisul day nice. To be moisted bishul and ma'achol ben dersoi, for most sheet, this is a yisul day nice. So this you have to remember, this was the first year. But
you didn't mention the
raw,
putting it in 2 minutes.
Right, now the eitzah is, if someone gets stuck before Shabbos, so he throws in another raw piece of meat to the chant, and then it's mutter, even if there's no... It doesn't help chazorah, it doesn't help atmanah. It helps only shahir. It will help shahir, will not help atmanah. You have a flat one. Erev Shabbos, you came in, you can't find silver for it. You don't know what to do. You hear the shir now, you don't know what to do. You run to the freezer, you take a piece of meat, you throw it in. What? What do you mean? If a person is Erev Shabbos, he doesn't have a breda. What? Meaning not to do what? No, yeah, yeah, but I'm saying a person doesn't have. Prison doesn't have Erev Shabbos. Right, no, he's having like a tchila, we don't leave an open fire. But again, stop, like a tchila, we don't leave. Now you have to know sometimes. So you say, like a tchila, we don't leave an open fire. But if you stuck Erev Shabbos and the Hotish can break it, so you have to remember, it's Alam Ola Eitze to throw in a Gdei Chaisa. Has to be meat, I want to say close. Has to be meat, not a potato. And not a carrot, and not an onion, because these things are ready in a half an hour.
Not
chicken. So make chicken also not. Chicken takes an hour to be cooked. Now, I didn't go in, but this is the other shiurim, that all of these things, mevushel kol tzolkoy, not mevushel kol tzolkoy, is going into the machlekes of Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe Feinstein and the bones. I'm sure they discussed it in all the shiurim. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that the chicken, that the bones are not cooked, is called not mevushel kol tzolkoy. And sometimes not even ma'achol ben dersoi, right? So b'meila by him, the meat, the chunk that has chicken inside, was not mevushel kol tzolkoy, was not mevushel ma'achol ben dersoi.
Ever?
Only after 12 hours that it's cooked.
Thursday night.
Thursday night chunk, yeah? Reb Moshe Feinstein says, who eats bones? Moshe Zalman told him, everyone. So the Welt says that it's machlekes Americans and Eretz Yisrael. As they developed, there's a lot of tshuvas. So a lot of the tshuvas of Reb Shlomo Zalman emotion and Kreikba emotion being afkemina. The fear of Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Kreikba, if people had meat, for sure it was not mevushel kol tzolkoy. If put chicken, it was also not mevushel kol tzolkoy. The fear of Moshe, if they put chicken in it, was mevushel kol tzolkoy. If they put meat, it was a gdei chaisa. So a lot of times, but I'm saying, these are things you have to know in the other klolim of bishul before you do chazore or before you decide if it's mevushel kol tzolkoy. This is the reason I want to finish with this. This is the reason, Be'etzem, why I started, Shlomo Zalman said, was a meeting at Klal Yisrael, every time to cover. Some people say, you know, we don't cover, it's not every time the chant is ready in the morning, I'm not glad to come home to tell my wife now to make a heavy piece of silver for. I can see a couple faces here, yeah?
Shmuel Zalman said, because, why was it meaning like that? First, it's a cheshbon to be aloche, the longness. We don't know what it's called, mevushel kotzokoi. We never know. We don't know, sometimes in the Shabbos, in a mistake, someone takes off the chant, someone puts it back in. Not to leave things in an open fire. Until you don't know Hilchei Shabbos properly, what is mevushel kotzokoi, if it's covered, so chazon you're not allowed to do. But if it's covered, mederach klal, you're okay. But if the motion you slow cook is not covered, and this Shabbos you wipe it in 3 hours before Shabbos, so shiyah. So alimol to have the hergel to have it covered. That's Hashem yishkun amichshav.